everyone. I'm Asiye Namdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Returns are coming in from Russia's presidential election, and the results are not a surprise. Dmitry Medvedev, President Vladimir Putin's handpicked successor, has a commanding lead over three underdog candidates. Even with just a small percentage of the votes counted, the Election Commission says he's garnered 66% support. Official results are expected tomorrow. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has sent troops to his country's border with Colombia and ordered the closure of the Colombian embassy in Venezuela. Chavez is apparently reacting to Colombia's joint operation in Ecuador that resulted in the death of a top rebel leader. The next four presidential contests are just around the corner, and the stakes are incredibly high for the Democrats. Senator Hillary Clinton and rival Barack Obama are fighting for every vote in Texas, Ohio, Vermont, and Rhode Island. Each of those states holds contests Tuesday. Meanwhile, Mike Huckabee heads to our Tuesday's face-off against rival John McCain with an endorsement from the Dallas Morning News. The paper describes Huckabee as a progressive conservative with a pastor's heart. And a New York landmark back in business after a $400 million facelift. The Plaza Hotel first opened in 1907. It reopened yesterday after a three-year extensive renovation. The posh new plaza includes apartments and over 280 rooms. Staying there won't be cheap, though. Rooms start at $1,000 a night. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.